Hello, this is Poari. It is the 26th of June. It's a Sunday and this is my audio boo. I'm finally getting around to replying to Simon regarding how I use my to-do lists. Of course, I'm going to go through it, but I appreciate totally this will probably not be the way you work. Because as Andy was saying, that kind of everyone has their own system and uses to-do lists differently, and I very strongly suspect that the way I use my to-do lists will not work for you. Because I tend to have a very specific use in that most of my to-dos are repeating to-dos. I kind of use my to-do list as a checklist of things that need to get done every day or every week or every month or stuff like that. Very few items that I add to it are one-offs. So for me, it was really, really important that I got a to-do manager that could cope with repeating to-dos well and not have to keep entering them. And a lot of the very, very simple and quite pretty to-do list managers that I found on the App Store looked very nice, but you had to keep entering the same thing, or it couldn't cope with anything more complicated than once a week. So something that was every 3 days or every 6 days or something non-standard, it just couldn't cope with. So that was a very high priority for me. And the other thing that was really high priority for me is I wanted it for my iPad. I was going to spend a lot of time in this to-do app. I wanted it to look pretty. So a nice interface that I was happy with, and repeating to-do items. That was my main two criteria for a to-do list. And I used to-do. I think you said you used To-Do Lite. Well, I've got paid version. I am very, very happy with it. I pretty much, you know, have it open all day and add things as I go, and it works well for me. As I say, it's got badges for notifications and how many tasks you've got left for the day, etc. So that works really well. So how I use it? Well, first of all, I don't put things on for a specific time. That's what my calendar's for, so appointments or things that have to happen in a certain part of the day, or things like birthdays and any of the other sort of things, all go on my iCal calendar that's shared with Rob, and so we can immediately see where everyone is supposed to be on the right day, so kind of fairly obvious. I also don't put very detailed stuff on my to-do list, like project details. So I have on there writing, but I already have in my head exactly what I need to do for that scene. I don't specifically make separate notes on what needs to be done next. That doesn't work for me. But I know other people project manage differently. And I think I want to echo, did Rob mention getting things done? Or was it you, Simon? I can't remember, that's terrible, sorry. But whoever mentioned getting things done, yes, I can really recommend that for sort of breaking down projects and breaking things down into manageable chunks. I think that's a really, really useful mindset to get into. So anyway, yes, I check my email in the morning, check my calendar, and I'll open up my to-do list. And it's pretty much a checklist of all the things I need to do today. I will quite often do things in roughly the same order every day. I keep a timer at my side, so I just to sort of keep things fresh and keep myself motivated, I'll set a timer for 15 minutes or 30 minutes. I won't necessarily complete a to-do item in one batch. I'll sit there and do, say, half an hour writing, go away and do half an hour of cleaning, come back, do some more writing, go do some exercise, etc. So I kind of break it up a bit like that, just to keep everything fresh and not waste stuff by staring at the window, though that doesn't always work either. And the other thing that I find really useful with to-do lists is I never put anything on my to-do list for the day that I can't feasibly complete in a day. I don't always complete my to-do list, but the psychological feeling of clearing the to-do list at the end of the day and not feeling like I have to then continue with other to-do lists that are designated for other days. Once I've done my stuff for the day, it's done. I can sit and relax. And I kind of feel that's really, really important psychologically for me. So that's how I use to-do lists. I allocate per day. I have a lot of repeating tasks. Hope that helps. Bye.